Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Numbers Contractors Must Know and Track to Always Make a Profit. Tom, this is a program that's certainly near and dear to both of our hearts. At Grandy & Associates, we've been teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses for over 30 years. However, George is kind of like the guy down the street. You know how you can tell your kids exactly what to do, but somehow when the guy down the street tells them the same thing, they'll listen to him? That's kind of our hope with George's presentation. Numbers are numbers, but George presents the numbers in a very straightforward way that will hopefully resonate with you.
Well said, Bill. Few of us have all the answers when it comes to running a profitable business. George does a great job of helping listeners understand exactly what numbers need to be tracked on a weekly and monthly basis and why. The process is really pretty simple. Create a goal, track the progress, and then evaluate the results.
Well, that's right, Tom. You know, George Headley is a contractor from Southern California specializing in coaching and consulting to help contractors grow and make a profit. He is the founder of Hard Hat Presentations, is a professional speaker, and has written several best-selling books, including his latest one titled, Get Your Construction Business to Always Make a Profit. And now, with numbers contractors must know and track to always make a profit, here is George Headley with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
So let's get started today talking about numbers contractors must know and track to always make a profit. So as we get started, I just want to give you a heads up. We're going to talk about numbers and money and charts and spreadsheets. And being an audio program today, you're not going to have the ability to see all the numbers we're going to talk about. So I'm going to encourage you to email me to get a copy of the proposed worksheet and or all of the materials in my book, Chapter 7 through 10, on financial management for contractors and how to make a profit. So first of all, I'm a general contractor. I started my company in 1977 building commercial buildings, industrial buildings, $1 million to $5, $6, $7 million projects throughout Southern California. And along the way, I had to learn money. Being a construction project manager, superintendent, I had to learn how to estimate and, of course, focus on the numbers. And numbers is what we don't focus on. I work with contractors on an exclusive basis. I have a coaching program. I have about 50 clients that I work with on a regular basis, helping them to increase their margins. But it all starts with knowing your numbers. Most contractors really don't know their numbers. They're really good contractors. They know how to build. They know how to put pipe in the ground, whatever else they do. But they don't really focus on the number one priority for construction businesses. Guess what that is? Making money. So do you know your numbers? How much money should you make? What should your markup be? What should your overhead be? All those kinds of things. So numbers are the most important thing we can focus on. So let's talk about knowing your numbers. I know you get busy. You get super busy. You got problems to put out. You got bids due. You got customers screaming at you. You got subs not showing up. Material suppliers late. All those kinds of things. Can't find enough help. But are you really focused on money? Are you focused on the numbers? Do your field crews get a weekly scorecard of how well they're doing versus the budget, versus the quantities they've installed? Are your foremen focused on money? Are your superintendents really focused on money or just spending money and getting the work finished? So when you're busy and you're out of control, your company is spinning, running in place, and you're not becoming a profitable, high-margin contractor, especially in this economy, there's no excuse you shouldn't be making 4, 5, 6, 7, 8% net profit pre-tax on your business. And so if you don't really know where you are and you don't know what you should make, and you've got to get focused on this. Would I hire you as my president if you didn't know know your numbers? So what's your vision? When I work with contractors, we always start with how much money do you want to make? And they say as much as I can. Well, that's not the right answer. The answer is $100,000, $200,000, $400,000, $500,000. How much money do you want on your tax return at the end of the year for your corporation? And of course, if you're the president and an operator, your salary. What do you want pay and what do you want your company to make? And so you got to make tough decisions and get focused because we're in a risky business. You know, what's more risky, gambling in Las Vegas or the construction business? Well, at least you know in Las Vegas you're going to lose. Construction, you hope to make money. You do work and you pray and you hope and you push and you scream and you nudge and you focus and you try to make money. You're focused on the work instead of the money. So we got to get focused on the money with scorecards, scoreboards, score tracking, financial key success factors, etc. So I ask contractors, why are you in business? When I do my programs around the country at World of Concrete, at National Roofing Expo, at National Utility Contractors, speaking quite often on financial matters for business owners and contractors. And I say, why are you in business? And they say, to always make a profit. I say, well, how much are you making? They say, well, I'm not really sure. My accountant hasn't finished the P&L. My bookkeeper's a little overworked right now. I said, well, how much do you want to make? And they say, as much as I can. I said, well, how do you ever know if you hit that goal? So without a clear picture of what you want, you're never going to hit it. When you don't know, you just work hard and pray and hope. And that's not a good business model. So what's the most important number we need to focus on, right? Sales, margin, markup, job cost, how many crew hours per quantity it takes. What do you think you ought to have as your number one priority? When I do strategic workshops with contractors and help build their business plan, you know, we always start with what's your number one priority. Our goal is to make $472,000 in 2018 or 19. That's our goal. So we got to work backwards from what we want to figure out what we need to do to achieve our goals. So what do you want? And we spend all year running around trying to make more money, working really hard, but we don't know our numbers. You know, the president, the general managers of the company must know their numbers. So are you hitting your profit goals? Do you have a profit goal? Is it gross or really gross? Or is it up to speed? What's a best-in-class contractor make? You know, if you don't even know what you're focused on, how can you ever achieve your goal? So the national average in 2017, moving into 2018, was what percent net profit? What percent overhead based on sales and size? And you know, whether you're a general contractor, civil contractor, subcontractor, a specialty contractor, plumbing, mechanical, electrical, what's the average contractor that you compete against? What's the average, and what's the best-in-class results that I want to shoot for? So I work with lots of contractors. I've got about 100 contractors I've worked with over the last several years. I've got over 40 or 50 on retainer that I work with every month. And what do you think the national average is, or the average contractor profit margin is? Do you know? Well, if you don't know, we got to get focused. You know, you should be shooting for a 5% minimum net profit for commercial contractors. And the smaller you are, the higher it ought to be. So, you know, I could sit here and give you all the numbers, but what are you going to aim at? What's your return on investment that you want? 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%. According to the national averages, what should it be? Well, that's what I want you to focus on. So I wrote a book several years ago called Everything Contractors Know About Making a Profit. Fortunately, it didn't take me very long to write. It was a blank book because most contractors really aren't focused on their numbers, the most important thing we do. And according to the Construction Financial Management Association survey of their members, contractors with a strategic plan, with a fixed amount of money they're focused on achieving in sales, gross margin, gross profit, and net profit, they typically make 33% more profit than other contractors who don't really have a goal. And contractors with a professional business coach who understands construction make 50% more profit than those who don't really have any help and know their numbers. It'd be kind of like running a football team without a professional coach, right? And so think about what your goal is. Hope you make as much as you can, or do you have a specific plan focused on achieving the numbers you want to hit? So one of my key three-point messages always revolves around, number one, successful, best-in-class contractors. Number one, they know what they want. So how much money do you want to make? Do you have a target on the wall that you're aiming at? Sales revenue, gross profit revenue, net profit revenue. Do you know exactly what you're aiming at this year? Once you know what you want, we can build a plan. If you know you want to increase your margins 3%, we can come up with a plan to do that, whether it's out in the field in productivity, whether it's how you buy, how you subcontract, or customers you attack. So without a target, without a goal, it doesn't really matter which way you go. Any road will take you there, right? But it's not going to achieve your goals. And once we know what we want, we have a written plan to achieve it, then we've got to implement the plan and move forward, tracking and making progress towards the goal of what we want. So why are you in business? What's the purpose of your business? Your purpose of your business is to achieve your financial goals and lots of other things too. But what are your financial goals? How much money do you want to make? What's your overhead and what's your revenue? Do you want high margin customers? You want low margin customers? You want bid work? You want negotiated work? Where do you want to take your company to achieve the results that you want over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? So think about, if you were hired as the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, what do you think the top priorities, the stockholders, and the board of directors would demand of you? If you were hired as the head coach of a professional football team, what do you think the ownership would demand of you as the head coach? Well, to win. You got to win. In order to win, you got to know the score. And each player needs a scoreboard, scorecard, batting average, runs, hits, and errors, how many free throws you make versus you miss. Everybody's got to know the numbers. So if CEO of a Fortune 500 company gets focused and rewarded on three basic items. Number one, stock price, the value of the business. Did the stock price go up or down? Number two, profit, quarterly earnings. Are you making above average profit? Is your profit margin growing? Are you continuing to make a profit? That's a very high return, a minimum return of what? And are you growing your business? Are your sales growing with profitable, higher margin customers? So that's where we need to focus instead of estimating, bidding, scheduling crews, ordering material, the supervising foreman, doing billings, negotiating change orders, all those kinds of things. So what's your top priority? Do you spend one day a week focused on money, or do you spend one day a year with your CPA, you know, going over what you did instead of what you want? So think about it. If you continue doing business the same way, you're going to get the same results. What do I have to do different to get different results? So you're going to need a scorecard, a money scorecard, a numbers financial plan, financial goals, financial targets. And that on the crew has to have job cost tracking goals. They got to know what the budget is in crew hours, equipment hours, and they got to know how well they're doing on a regular basis so we can keep score and we can make adjustments during the middle of the game. You can't wait till the end of the game to change how you play the game. You're going to lose every time. So we need a scorecard. And so on your scorecard, we need to have our sales revenue, our growth goals, our customer goals, bid hit ratio goals. We've got to know our job costs versus actual. We've got to know what our fixed costs doing business is, our overhead. We've got to know what our markup that we can get in the marketplace based on our competition and kind of work we do. And is that adequate with the amount of work we're bringing in to achieve our profit goals? So we got to know our markup, gross profit, net profit, gross margin, net margin goals, and compare that to actuals. We need to be focused on, are we making a return on investment? We're investing in overhead, or are we getting a return on overhead? Are we getting a return on investment, a return on equity? Got $1 million net worth, are we getting a 15, 20, 25% return on equity, which is the national average? Do you have a complete work in progress schedule, what we call a WIP schedule in construction? Is it clearly outlined? Is it accurate? Does it clearly show bid versus estimate cost to complete so you know where you are halfway through the job? Do you have a list of your completed contracts that clearly outline what you bid it at and what you made, and so you can make some adjustments in the future on that kind of work so you can achieve better results? You get a regular cash report every week. You get on your desk how much cash is available, payables this week, receivables this week, so you can manage the money like a professional. Do you know what your working capital is? That's the key number if you want to bond some work. You know, you've got to have a working capital that support the backlog, the contract balance that you have in your business. And I said earlier, what's your bid hit ratio? So if you don't have a scorecard, if you don't have a scoreboard, if you're not getting regular updated information complete from your accounting department, and you're forcing them to provide you with those figures on a regular basis, you're running your business blind. You've got your hands over your eyes, focused on the jobs instead of the money. No score, no game, no winner. So what's know your numbers rule number one? What's the best investment that you could make? A new pickup truck? Or what? Professional accounting manager? Or professional accounting software? Fully integrated software. Many of us think accounting is an expense. Yeah, it is an expense, but it's also an investment in your future. If you don't know your numbers, who cares how busy you are if you're not making any money? So we've got to invest in our accounting department. How much should you pay, or what percentage of your sales, or what percentage of your business, of your overhead, should be financial management? It's not $20 an hour to hire a part-time bookkeeper who used to work at a donut shop. We need professional accounting managers who've been through the Construction Financial Management Association training program. They're full charge. They know construction accounting. They understand WIP schedules, overhead, margin, markup, over-under billings, under billings. They know how to calculate an accurate labor burden rather than just, you know, wing it, et cetera. They need to be able to help you achieve your bonding goals and your banking goals. And a part of that, we need a fully integrated professional software package that starts with the estimating, goes through job cost, time cards, and job cost tracking into your financial statement. So we got to have that all tied together. We can't have one set of books for the estimator and one set for the field and one set for the office and none of them match. And so we need to invest in professional people and accounting software, financial software, to make this happen, which means you need a CFO, chief financial officer, whether that's your CPA or you hire somebody with professional credentials, to come in and review your materials on a monthly basis. You need someone in accounting who understands construction accounting, not some cheap person you got off Craigslist who's, you know, a friend of a friend and really doesn't know construction accounting. And you've got to take personal responsibility to clearly make sure that you understand construction finance and financial management. So how do we make this happen? We've got to invest to achieve our goals. You can't go dig a hole unless you invest in the tractor. You can't make any money unless you invest in accounting management, right? Rule number two, all your P&L, all your time cards, all your accounting, all your estimating must have the same cost codes. They all must be based on the same formula. So the best way to start is, how do you bid? What's in your bid? If you have equipment in your bid, it must be in your job cost. It's not part of your overhead. It's got to be in your job cost. When you bid a job, you put labor burden in cell phones and supervision in your bid. Therefore, it must be included in your job cost. I look at hundreds of P&Ls for contractors, and 9 out of 10 have it all wrong. The bookkeeper really doesn't know what they're doing, and therefore the owner doesn't really look at the P&L right, and the estimator's not bidding the same way as the job cost as the P&L set up. So what do you got? You got three different sets of books, nothing matches, and the owner has no clue what's going on. So part of that, we've got to balance estimating with job costs with time cards. We've got to get them all on the same page. You know, how do you bid? That's how you set up your P&L. That's how you set up your job cost. And then we've got to keep track of our job cost in quantities per man hours. So how many trees per hour can a two-man crew dig and place in the ground? how many lineal feet of 6-inch sewer pipe, 8-inch sewer pipe, 4 feet deep, can we put in with a typical 3 or 4 person crew on a regular day in regular good soil? So we've got to know our accurate production rates, accurate production rates. So the only way you can do that is you got to have your time cards clearly delineated and completed properly with quantities and hours in the right cost codes, and then we have to track that at the end of the job to see how we did versus the budget. So Construction Accounting 101 is simple. You go out and make some sales, you get some work, you pay your job cost, whatever's left over covers your overhead, and hopefully there's a little bit of money, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8% left, which we call net profit. So when people say, should I hire an estimator? Can I hire a project manager? I said, well, you know, project manager, let's say they make 100 grand with all the benefits and the trucks and the cell phones and everything. How much can I afford them? Well, if you hire a, let's say an estimator and it costs you 100 grand, it's an overhead charge. How much more work do you have to do? Well, let's say your gross margin, not your markup, your margin is 10%, 100 grand divided by 0.8. You got to do $1 million in additional revenue to pay for that estimator. Now, the question is, if you're not doing the estimating, how much more work can you get, you personally? I guarantee you can get a lot more work if you're not sitting in the office doing the estimating. So it's a balancing act, right? And so if you buy too much equipment and it sits in the yard, it adds to your overhead, which means you got to do more work to pay for your downtime equipment that's sitting there 6-8 months a year and you're not using it. You know, the goal is not to own the most equipment. The goal is to have a bigger bank account, right? So we need, I call it the profit builder circle. We start with an accurate estimate based on accurate cost history production rates of how much quantity per hour a 1 or 2 person crew can install, with no guesses and no fudging. Then we got to tweak their bid a little bit based on the difficulty of the job and the customer, the location, travel time, all that, move-ins. But we start with an accurate production rate. And then we get the job and we turn it over. I call it a turnover process. We turn it over to the team, the production team, the field crew, the project manager, the supervisor, the foreman. And we have a meeting where we review the bid and we go over the budget, hours per task, and we all agree, and then we set up our time card to make sure our job matches how we're going to keep track. So we've got a good starting point for the foreman, the superintendent, project manager. Then they go off and build. We do daily time cards with charged against the correct cost codes, clearly approved by the project manager, who understands the budget. And on a weekly basis, on Monday morning, we give the foreman a report, a scorecard of where they are versus the budget. So let's say a job has 1,000 man hours, and you're half done. You should have spent 500 hours. Well, the foreman on halfway through the job gets a report that says they've spent 600 hours, and they're over budget, looks like much as 20%, 10 to 20%, right? So we've got to make some adjustments in how we finish this job faster or more quickly, more productive, right? So we need daily time cards, correct cost codes, and we have to have a job cost tracking scorecard handed to the foreman on a weekly Monday morning basis to be reviewed with the project manager and the superintendent and the foreman so everybody knows where they are. And then fourthly, we finish the job, and we review as a team the completed job cost report. Budget versus actual. How much money did we spend versus the budget? The estimator sits in on that meeting, and we look at the job, and we decide if we need to adjust the production rates accordingly to the reality of how long it takes to do work. So it's simple, right? Now we have to implement. And if we had, you know, 8 hours on this session today, we could walk through as much as we could in 8 hours. It's not a 30-minute fix. So the question is, you got to make money, right? How do you make money? You got to know your numbers. You got to manage the money. You know, professional football. they only got so much money. They got to manage it properly to hire the right people so they don't have this salary cap bust, right? So true or false, do you review your income statement, your P&L every month? Do you review your WIP schedule, your work in process report every month? Number three, do you clearly understand your margin and your contract backlog every month, how much work you have to finish? Do you review your completed contracts report every month and take a look at what jobs are on budget, under budget, and adjust your estimating accordingly? Do you spend time with your CPA and or your controller, your bookkeeper, reviewing your balance sheet, your financial statement every month to see how it's going? That's the value of your business. Are you looking real hard at your gross margin and gross profit, how much you've made versus what you need and what your budget is, right? And what about markup? Are you looking at what you bid jobs at versus what you're actually making and taking a hard look at why they're not balancing? Why do we have profit fade, margin fade? Why does job cost go up or down? We need to take a hard look at that. Do you have a clear picture of what your overhead expenses are for this year? Do you have a clear understanding that the overhead costs are what? $800,000, $400,000, $1 million? What is your overhead? It's not a percentage. It's a lump sum amount of money. And then our markups. If we can only get 10%, we have to cover our overhead plus our profit goals divided by 10% margin. That's the sales you need, right? Are we on track to achieve our margin, markup, and sales goals? So what about your equity and your working capital? And then do you get a weekly report on your payroll and cash flow? You need that, right? What about your accounts payable? Do you have a clear understanding of what you're owed every week and what you need to receive? Your accounts receivable aging report, do you review that every week with your controller and your project managers? What about your line of credit, your liabilities, your loans? Are you clear on that, when they're due, how much you owe, what that's costing you every week? Are you getting monthly job cost reports from your project managers telling you, as the business manager, owner, where you are and how well you're doing, updated every month? So are the field foremen getting job cost production scorecards every week? If they're not, they're running the job blind and you're hoping you make money. Are you getting a report telling you what your sales goals are versus actual? Are you doing that every month with your estimating and sales team? Do you have a clear understanding what your bonding capacity is based on and what your bonding limits are and how much work you can do, bonded or not bonded? And is your estimating and sales team giving you a weekly, monthly bid hit report, number of jobs bid versus number of jobs won, based on total jobs, customers? Do you know which customers you have a higher bid hit ratio with? Job type, competition? Are you getting a real clear picture of which jobs to bid and which jobs not to bid? A report. Do you know your production rates based on job cost history for the typical kind of work you do? I work with a lot of concrete contractors. You know, curb and gutter is $10 a lineal foot. Well, where did that come from? Well, it used to be $9, right? No. Do we know how many man hours, crew hours it takes to form and pour and strip and clean up a curb and gutter job? Do you have a clear understanding of what your labor burden is? You know, you pay the guy $20 an hour. What's it cost you per hour to have that person work for you, including vacation, holiday pay, health insurance, taxes, insurance, liability insurance, workers' comp insurance? Do you have a clear understanding that your burden rate is accurate? Most people use 35% or 40%, but I've seen variances as much as, you know, somebody thinks it's 30 and it's 52. So they're not bidding accurately and they're having profit fade. Do you know what your equipment really cost you per hour? What do you think a pickup truck costs to run, including gas and maintenance, per hour? Well, if it's 2,000 hours a year, it costs you about $11 an hour. What have you been charging? Do you have a clear clearly defined written change order rate sheet that you hand to your customers before you start the job. Well, the question is, where are you on these facts and figures, on these numbers? Do you have a clear picture of where you are and what you need to do? So as I sit back and I think about, I ask myself, if I was applying for a job as the president, general manager, or even a division manager, general manager, project manager, would I hire me if I didn't know these numbers? I didn't review them on a regular basis. If I had a board of directors over my head, what do you think they'd want to know? Everything we just discussed. If you're a head coach and you don't know the score, how long are you going to keep your job? So the focus has to be accurate job cost, accurate labor cost, accurate production cost, accurate equipment cost, accurate crew cost, what's it cost you for a crew, scorecards for your field, so they know on a weekly basis, by cost code, how many hours versus the budget they've spent and what they have left to complete. And we need to have a weekly review meeting with the foreman to go over how well we're doing on every job. We need to have a clear picture of our bid hit ratio, our monthly job cost report. We talked about our work in progress, a complete list of our work in progress that were currently under construction, including budget versus actual, cost to complete, estimated final gross profit, and a clear, detailed, completed contract schedule. We need to know our actual cost of doing business, our nut that we have to crack, our overhead, our indirect fixed cost. And we've got to plug that into our formula to always make a profit. So the formula to always make a profit is, what's your overhead? How much profit you want to make? Add them together. That's the gross profit margin you want to make. Divide it by your margin that you're making on the jobs, and that tells you the sales you need. So if your overhead's $1 million and you want to make a 50% return on overhead, which is a kind of a good number to shoot for, that's $1.5 million. We need to do $1 million in overhead and $500,000 in profit, net profit pre-tax, $1.5 million gross margin goal, divided by your average margin that you can make, 10%, let's just say, margin, not markup, two different numbers, you got to know the difference, margin, percentage of sales, 10%, you got to do $15 million in sales. So now we just track to make sure we're doing $15 million in sales at an average margin of 10%, which would mean a markup of about 11.5%, right? So there we go. It's really simple. This is a simple formula. So the question is, what do we need to do to make a profit? I want you to think about your role in reviewing your financial statement, your income statement, your cash report, your receivables, your payables, and how well you manage your money. And if you're not focused on that, you're working really hard and hoping and praying it all works out. Not a good formula for success. So, what am I going to do? I'm going to change how I run my business. I'm going to focus on the majors rather than getting the work done. So I'm going to encourage you, think about really digging deep in your numbers.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.